The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And the expert in the house this morning is Todd St. Orr's with Gulf Coast Air Care. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Good morning, Meg. You know, it almost feels like you'd get a little Trump dance right there. Okay, we're not going to go there. So anyways. March.
Can you believe it?
God, the weather's beautiful. It's nice out.
It's gorgeous today.
Crisp this morning.
I like that. Yeah, crisp, yeah, definitely.
So. That's you what need you a want jacket. Your indoor air. Crisp,
yep. Yeah, you need a little indoor jacket, but then you can kind of layer all day long.
Well,
right?
You know, yeah, you're just taking layers off until it gets time. It's like, should we go to the beach now? It's warm enough.
That's right. So I hear some congratulations are in order for you, sir.
Yes. Pi Day is my favorite day of the year because 38 years ago on Pi Day, which was 3.14, that would be Friday.
Right.
I got married.
38 years.
I wore a tuxedo to church.
Good for you.
Yeah,
I want to see pictures.
Yeah, well, you know,
I'd like to see those.
Then.
Yeah, I know. I'd like to see those pictures.
Yeah, we lived in Colorado then, and, you know, we moved away from all that snow, and then it followed us here this winter. So, But anyways, I want to wish my wife, Kathy, 38 years of wedded, blissful marriage.
Aww.
Thank you, woman, for putting up with me all this time.
Aww.
It was her idea for us as a partnership to get into this business. She found the opportunity
really
30 some years ago. I was working at the Navy Yard, and things were kind of in turmoil then, and you know, she said, you're gonna be a air duct decontamination guy, and I couldn't really even spell that, and the next day I was one. So anyways, thank
well,
you for that,
that?
Kathy, and
yeah,
happy anniversary.
How long have you had this business, Gulf Coast
30
Air
years
Care.
Yeah, we started in 1994, so
incredible.
You know, we're into our 31st year this year, so
you are definitely an expert on
well it's
air
getting easier
care.
Let's yeah. It's getting easier.
I bet. So my question to you right off the bat, as we were talking about this before we went on the air, is I don't know what to put my air conditioner / heater, my system, I don't know what to put it on, because in the morning it's a little chilly still, so I had the heat
yeah,
on
cool
overnight
out, right?
But then when I come back, when I flip to the air conditioner, what is your best advice on this? Do you leave it on heat, you leave it on air, you just turn it off? what is your recommendation
There are certain thermostats where you can just set it to automatic and it'll do one or the other. You set a high and low set point.
Mm-hmm. That's what
and
mine is.
And a lot of people, you know, don't have that fancier thermostat. So, and the thing that we find in these weather patterns like this is, so if the heat runs in the morning and, you know, it's kind of cool and all that, so that warm air will go through the air conditioner up into the ductwork and it dries everything out.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a dry coil and you have nice warm air coming out. Then at midday it's off, you know, because it's warming up outside. Some of that will migrate indoors. In the afternoon it gets warm enough, you know, maybe we get some of this weather that moves in, we get a little humidity or thunderstorm, a little rain or clouds up or whatever. And then we're looking at taking off some of that, you know, it's warmed up a little bit, want to cool things down. So when we go to air conditioning, then the air conditioner kicks in and that evaporator coil in there gets wet. That's what it starts to pull that moisture out. So what can happen if the system is not super clean, you'll get this kind of musty, sour odor, or, you know, like a wet dog smell or dirty sock syndrome or whatever. And that happens because we're going from dry during heat to wet during cool. So you just want to pick a temperature that you're comfortable with and maybe stick with
one or the other
temperature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of people, we want them to have a hygrometer, which measures humidity. And our humidity, I've been monitoring the last week or two. It's been really nice. And so the humidity's been really low.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it comfortable. That's that crispness in the air when it's below 50% relative humidity.
Yeah, it feels great
now. Yeah, it'll vary. And, you know, we've had these thunderstorms. We've had a little rain. We had a little gully washer the other day at my house. I was trying to smoke some meat outside, and I was like, oh, man,
oops,
the smoker's getting drenched out there.
Right.
But, you know, so it varies a little bit. But, I just encourage people to maybe just pick a temperature and set there, mm-hmm. or you know, just turn it off, and you can keep the windows closed in the morning, and then maybe open up the house, open up the screen door or something like that, get a little fresh air in during the day. Because it won't be very long where we tighten the building envelopes up, mm-hmm. and we hold all that conditioned air in, because we don't want to let that, you know, hot, humid air from outside migrate indoors. And, you know, it costs us more to run the air conditioner and all that.
Right.
But if you get that musty odor, that's coming probably from a coil that needs to be cleaned. The long-term fix for that is clean that coil and put ultraviolet light on it. Mm-hmm. So, and, you know, we talk about that in our newsletter. We do a newsletter every month. And, you know, these are some of the kind of issues, because we have a little bit of this weather period in October, November, typically.
Right, so the in-between seasons.
It's cooling down, but, you know, you still have that air conditioning requirement.
Mm-hmm.
And then here we're coming out the other way. We're warming up a little bit and starting to use air conditioning. Now's the perfect time to think about, you know, how my air conditioner is going to perform going forward, because we got 6 or 7 months of hard air conditioning out in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
So now's the time to get a checkup. You know, call us at the office, 850-934-2768. And we'll set you up for an inspection and assessment of what's going on with your system. Look at the attic, look at the duct system. We look at the whole HVAC system as one big component, and the house as a system, building envelope, insulation, tightness of the building, and then how's the air conditioner sized, how's the air distributed, how clean is the system. You know, so there's a lot of factors that goes into an assessment and, you know, an estimate on what's going on with the HVAC.
It seems like now would be the time to do that, because first of all, it's preventative, as you said,
right.
But also I would imagine the demand is a little low at the moment in terms of your services. If you wait till middle of July to get your unit inspected, that might not be the best time.
Well, a lot of people, you know, they want their air conditioner to run 2 or 3 weeks, you know, so they're mm-hmm. calling in late April, May, June. And if there's a problem, you want to catch it on the front end of the system and address that, rather than, you know, you get into July, you know, 3rd of July. That's a great day for a birthday party, especially at my house, because that's my birthday. But don't want to have, you know,
no
a big
AC.
Party set up, and then your air conditioner lays down because you're like, I'm just going to do the old Navy thing. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, you know,
right,
whatever.
Right.
You know, that's good for, in some cases, but the National Air Duct Cleaners Association, you know, we have a big national ANSI standard, and by ANSI standard I just mean it's like code language.
Mm-hmm.
It's like code for duct cleaning, and it says you should do an inspection at a minimum once a year, residential,
really?
Commercial, industrial, institutional. Sometimes they call for twice a year on those bigger systems where it's more critical, medical facilities, that sort of thing.
Right.
But at a minimum, you want to look at your system once a year and see what's going on with, you know, what kind of condition are we in from a cleanliness standpoint, efficiency standpoint, you know, and if it's not clean and energy efficient, it's probably not going to be comfortable in the house.
Mm-hmm. And will also run up your energy bill.
Absolutely.
No doubt. And it says here on your, I'm looking at the newsletter, free report in big letters. What's that about?
So we have several reports that talk to you about, you know, I have a consumer's guide to duct cleaning available. We have reports on bigger is not better. This is a huge one. So if you're going into the system or going into the season and you know that you're thinking about an air conditioning change out, that's a perfect time to clean the duct. But I don't want you to go from a 2.5 ton system to a 3 system just because it's, you know, well, it didn't cool right. You know,
mm-hmm.
let's figure out what's going on. Bigger is not better. When we say that, the runtime on the air conditioner pulls the humidity out. So if you have a bigger air conditioner, it runs for a shorter period of time and it doesn't dehumidify your house
mm-hmm.
the same way. And the performance of your duct system, so we were pushing 3 tons of air through this duct system when it was designed and put in this house. And now we decide to go to 3.5 tons or 4 tons because it just doesn't cool well back in the master suite, or we added on this room by the porch, or, you mm-hmm. know, whatever it is. That's typically a duct system, and it's not something that you want to, well, we'll just push 4 tons of air through that duct system now. The duct can't handle that. You got a different pressure in the duct system. It doesn't distribute the air right the same way. And that's something that we can help you with at Gulf Coast Air Care. You know, we specialize. We're in that niche of doing duct renovation, duct cleaning, duct design, duct installation, you know, reconfiguration, all that sort of thing. We mm-hmm. can measure airflow and kind of help you find out what's going on with a problem.
And this is for residential and commercial.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So,
Talking with Todd St. Orr's this morning with Gulf Coast Air Care on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. If you've got a question, he is here to answer those questions. 850-
I'm the shell answer man.
850-437-1620. You can text or call in and find out what do you need to do with your air conditioner and your system right now. One of the things, too, that you do is dryer vent cleaning.
Right. Yeah.
And we talked about this last time. I said, what?
Absolutely. So beach season is coming, all those wet beach towels when you get back from your crew, hauling your crew out to the beach. And so if the dryer vent's not clean, it, you know, it's a draw on your energy. You know, the dryer running is an electric dryer is 220 volt. I mean, it's a big surge on your electric bill. And if that airflow can't get through the dryer vent and out of the building, you know, it's just a huge energy cost. And, you know, that lint gets in there and it gets, you know, if it has a fire issue or something like that, you know, you can have a problem that can accelerate really quickly. You know, it's kind of like stage five afterburner with that lint if it ever catches on fire. I've seen some really horrific situations with dryer lint in the past. So that's not a good situation. Just get your dryer vent cleaned. We've got specialized dryer hoses and flapper valves and all kinds of stuff to help the outside and the terminations of your dryer, you know, stainless steel clamp, all kinds of specialty items to make sure that dryer is connected right, hooked up, and running efficiently.
That's phenomenal. These are things I've never even thought about, so that's great to hear.
Yeah. You know, and so we're talking a little bit about the calendar and all that. Next week, I'm going to the National Air Duct Cleaners Association annual meeting up in Georgia, and we talk about all the trends, indoor air quality, duct cleaning, and we have a whole division or a whole another section on dryer vent cleaning and all kinds of dryer and kitchen hoods and all kinds of stuff. So I'm excited to go to the National Air Duct Cleaners Association meeting next week.
That is exciting.
Do we have somebody on the line?
We sure do. Okay. David's on the line this morning. Good morning, David. How you doing?
Good morning, all. It's a beautiful day.
Yes,
all right.
It is.
You've got a question for Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care?
I do, Todd. We recently had a new system, one of the high-efficiency heating and air systems installed in our house. The house is about 40 years old.
Okay.
And we're kind of suspecting that it's time to have maybe all the ductwork replaced. We're talking about a 2,100 square foot house, three bedroom, two bath.
Right.
Can you give us any idea what that would run to have a, you know, have all the ductwork replaced in the house?
Well, it kind of depends on the design of the system that you have now. And so you say 40 years old, that's put in the 70s or 80s. So there's a possibility there could be some metal duct in there with the wrap on the outside. It could be all ductboard and flex. Those make a difference on the replacement. You're talking about several thousand dollars to have the duct replaced. I think the best thing for us to do so that you can budget and we can look and see what's going on. And it's still early enough in the season where we can get up in there and not kill a bunch of service guys in the attic
the
heat standpoint. But give us a call at the office, 850-934-2768, and we will set up a time to come out and do an assessment and kind of give you a quote. We can get an inspection going and do some measuring and give you an idea of what it would be. And oftentimes it's just flex change outs, and we can save the trunk line, and that makes it a little bit more economical. But it's going to cost you a little bit. It more so than just duct cleaning. If it's cleanable, we can look at it. But yeah, with 40 years, there might be some parts of that system that are at the end of service life, and then you wouldn't have would want to have a replacement. We appreciate your call and your question this morning. Thank you very much, David.
All right. Do you have time for one more short one?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. You mentioned the ultraviolet light for the coil.
Absolutely.
In the system. Can you give us an idea? Is that an aftermarket thing? Is that something a homeowner can do, or is that an installation issue that a heating and air professional would have to do?
Yeah, I know that's an excellent question. So there are a couple of ways that HVAC guys do. Typically, it's not a homeowner install because you're tying it into the power in the air conditioning system and the low voltage transformer and all that. I say that, and the manufacturers that we recommend and follow their advice, that light should be in close proximity to the coil, so the evaporator coil inside, because that's where the accumulation comes from. It's wet, it's dark in there. That's where your microbial growth starts. So you want to have that UV light over or under directly in adjacent to that coil. And that's typically an install that you're going to find an HVAC guy does. Now, a lot of these guys that will put it up in the plenum where the inlet to the duct is, it's not doing any good from, or it's not doing as much good up there from the source, if it being in the inlet to the duct as opposed to being right over the evaporator coil. That's typically for us, a 2-year bulb is less than $1,000 install on that UV light. So,
okay.
And you can look up Fresh Air Bluetooth. That's the one we use. There's information online. And call us at the office, mention that too, and we can give you a quote for that and maybe couple all that together. Because with a new system, you probably want to protect that thing long term. And that's how you would want to protect from microbial growth and so forth is putting UV light on that equipment.
Great. Thank you.
It's only a year old, so I think that'd be great.
There you go.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you,
too,
David.
Enjoy thanks
the weather.
For the call.
Yep.
Great questions. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have a question for Todd St. Orr's with Gulf Coast Air Care, indoor air quality specialist is their tagline, 850-437-1620. I have no idea.
You don't have a good air filter, Meg.
I know.
You are one.
I thought of you this weekend. I made a point of getting my air filter.
Good deal.
And changed it out just because of you, Todd.
Very good.
Just because of you. Okay, so you can come out and do inspections.
Uh-huh,
you can let people know. So in David's case, you would go out there and analyze what kind of system he's got.
And that's a free inspection because we're doing an estimate and kind of an assessment. Now, it's not an in-depth thing. We are going to peek up in the attic and look and see what kind of condition that duct system is, probably cut into the trunk line and look. That it happens a lot. The perfect time to do the cleaning is when they pull the old unit. We got access to the plenum and the ductwork and all that. That doesn't always work out in every case for scheduling because you got a customer or homeowner, you've got a duct cleaning company and an HVAC company because we don't do the change outs, obviously. So, but that's a timing thing, but it's a good thing to think about is, well, you address the equipment, you probably want to address the duct as well because all of it's part of the
system. Sure. If you have a new system and poor ducts, that's not going to help you much. That's not a good idea.
Yeah, it's the vascular system to the unit that's the heart and lungs of this house. So.
Right. No, that makes perfect sense.
Dr. Todd speaking.
Yes,
there,
okay.
So, yeah, there we go.
All right. So we have a few minutes left, Todd. Is there anything you wanted to talk about with it being spring and what you do and services you all provide?
Oh, well, we're all going to be Irish coming
true.
Up here pretty quick.
Just a few days. Do you
want to
do your
on the newsletter,
funny bone?
The funny bone is, that's just one of my favorites. I put it in there every year. So.
Okay. Are you going to do it?
Meg, what is Irish and hangs around the pool all day?
Oh, gosh.
Patio furniture.
Oh, I need that sound effect. Ba-dum-bump.
Oh, yeah, there we go. All right,
remember,
so that's my attempt at dad
what's
jokes.
What's Irish and hangs around the pool all day? Patio, you have to say it right.
Patio furniture.
There
we are.
There you go.
Hip, hip, cheerio.
There you go. Good tip,
so,
yes.
Well, so we've talked about the duct cleaning process a little bit, and now's the time to do an inspection and get prepared for this long season that's coming. We can help you. I haven't mentioned our website, gulfcoastaircare.com.
Oh, great.
A year ago, we moved to a new, bigger warehouse and facility. We're still in Gulf Breeze. We've been in Gulf Breeze for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we're there. We'll help you with filter support and, any kind of questions or concerns you have. We kind of have a nice walk-in office now. Our old place was, you just walked right into the middle of the chaotic shop there. So we were improper for a long time. But we're down the highway a little bit. And Vanessa's there. She's able to, help you answer your questions, get you over to an expert like myself or Sam or, I have guys in the field that have been with us 28 years, 15 years, 5-6 years on my young guns. It's a good situation for us to help you with your questions and concerns and, everything that's going on. So.
Well, and also on the newsletter, you have a great deal this month. For the month of March, right? Month special?
Yeah, absolutely. This is that time of year when a lot of people, the air conditioners are not running and that humidity can creep up on you. And so the only way you get dehumidification in the house is to run the AC in cool mode or put in supplemental dehumidification. And we're running a special for whole house dehus right now. That's $125 off the install on a whole house dehu. We are big proponents of the April Air whole house dehu system. And it's kind of like an additional system that's tied to your duct system and to your house. And at my house with the dehu that I have running, the dehu runs all summer long and takes a bunch of the heat load off of, or it takes a bunch of the work off of the air conditioner. So the air conditioner kind of puts along. I have a really old air conditioner at my house. At some point I'm going to change it, but because it's not under a huge load having to do all the work, because the dehu helps carry the load and make the house comfortable. And this is one of those shoulder seasons where we're not in June, July, and August, where the air conditioner's running all day long.
Mm-hmm.
That dehumidifier will just kind of do that maintenance, keep the house at 40-45% relative humidity, which is really nice and comfortable. I can tell you, I never want to live in another house in Florida without a dehumidifier.
Right. So it's this month only, $125 mm-hmm. off.
Yeah.
Typically, what is the overall cost of something? Or does it depend on the
size
of the house?
Yeah, it kind of depends on the install and the size of the house and the dehu, you know. But typically, we find a 100-pint dehu. And, you know, those are, they're significant. They're in the thousands for install.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of people that try to do it with a portable dehumidifier. And
I've seen those that you plug in the
wall. Emptying the tank and all that. You can do dedicated drain. But once you get a house with a dedicated whole house dehumidifier tied into the duct system, man, it just makes living in Florida in this climate with the humidity completely different.
Well, that makes sense. So take advantage of that deal right now. It's till the end of this month.
Mm-hmm. And if you'd like to get on our newsletter list, call us at the office, 850-934-2768. GulfCoastAirCare.com, and I will be back next month and talk to you about what happened at the big duct cleaners meeting.
I can't wait to hear it. So. I can't wait, because I'm going to have you come out and check off my ours.
There we go.
We've already had that conversation. All right. Well, this has been Todd St. Orris with Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been in business over 30 years, celebrating a 38th year anniversary with his wife. Happy anniversary to you both.
Thank you, Meg. Thank you.
Thanks so much for being here on Pep Talk.